Proclamation number 4106 of 16th of August, 1947. Distribution of earthly goods. To make provision, not God's will. As long as you humans are not of the same opinion, you are also not of the same spirit. For the voice of the spirit will only ever proclaim the truth. It will never contradict itself. Thus it will express itself concurringly with all people. Therefore, anyone who listens to the voice of the spirit can also be convinced to hear the truth as an answer to questions which are put to him. But I will not withhold an answer from you if you approach me for it yourselves. I will give it to you through my spirit if it can work in you. I will give it to you in the form of clear thoughts if you do not hear the voice of the spirit yourselves, or also through my servants on earth whose instructions you may confidently accept as pure unadulterated truth. What you receive in the form of thoughts must therefore correspond to what my messengers convey to you, otherwise you are not yet enlightened. Thus you have not desired my answer, but your thoughts are the result of intellectual thinking alone. You have to make this distinction that you can very well come up with an answer to spiritual questions which has no claim to absolute truth if I am thereby eliminated, insofar as that you have not requested my judgment before forming your own opinion. And therefore, different opinions will always be found amongst people. And now the question arises, who is enlightened by my spirit? Which result is pure truth? And in case of doubt, there is again only one answer. Submit the questions to me and I will answer them for you so that you will come to clarity. I distribute my gifts unmeasured, but always considering how they will be used by the recipient. I can give, I can deny. The former where the gift is utilized in accordance with my will, the latter where my love and my activity are not recognized and therefore my gift is not appreciated. I can hand out little or much as well, and both again depend on the recipient and his unconditional faith in me. Thus a believer will always be allowed to receive from me and need not suffer any hardship. For I myself never overspend and thus always have gifts ready to hand out, even if this seems impossible in an earthly view, for I am, after all, the Lord over all creation and I am also free to distribute the fruits of my creations at my discretion. And one person can have it while the other comes away empty-handed, and this at times of earthly adversity as well as earthly prosperity. For the distribution of earthly goods is solely up to me. And therefore a believing person does not need to make provisions, because this is my sole concern as to what a person should dispose of. 16th of the 8th, 1947, and if you consider the different distribution of earthly goods amongst your fellow human beings, you have to admit yourselves that this does not depend on the human being alone, but that it happens in a way according to destiny, that the human being himself does not always control the creating of living conditions according to his wishes. And ultimately, if you believe, you must look at this distribution from my point of view. That I prepare both good and bad living conditions for people, depending on the necessity for the soul's maturing. In the same way, therefore, the care of the body is my work and proceeds according to the strength of faith. And the weak believer will not rely so firmly on my help and therefore also be petty in caring for his body, where he would only be allowed to trustingly appeal to me in order to be free from all concern for his physical well-being. Providing for you in the long term does not correspond to my will, for my aim is to develop you into supreme strength of faith, and you humans will rarely realize that I obviously stand by you, that I sustain you and cover all your needs, often in a way which completely steps out of the bounds of the natural in order to precisely thereby strengthen your faith and form it to such strength that there is no longer any doubt about the fulfillment of every request, and that the human being need not worry at all about the maintenance of his body as long as he lives on earth. This strength of faith also guarantees complete supply, certainly corresponding to the spiritual state of the general public, but also adapted to the needs of the individual. I truly know what people need, and I especially take care of my own, i.e., those who strive towards me if they own free will and acknowledge me as their father from eternity, and I will prevent their faith from being shattered. And therefore I often take from people what they have gathered with the intention of providing for themselves for later times, otherwise they will need a long time to trustingly open their hearts to me in profound faith and to request and expect my help. For I want to be recognized by people, I want to be a faithful father to them, and my children shall bring every request to me, entrust themselves to me and faithfully expect my help. And they will never ever suffer hardship again, for I have given them the promise, seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be yours as well. Amen.